So as long as we're talking about rituximab, there's one other thing I want to ask you about that I kind of want to get clear in my mind if I can, which is sub-Q rituximab.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal?
So I am just starting to wrap my head around sub-Q rituximab. My point of reference to this is alemtuzumab. So, you know, when that was in vogue for patients with CLL, it was revolutionary, the difference in infusion reactions with giving it IV versus giving it sub-Q. You know, and we've seen other drugs go that route as well. I think it's an exciting alternative. But again, I think the jury is going to be out on this because we're also used to giving our IV rituximab. We all have a system for doing it. But I think it's an exciting alternative because for the majority of patients, whatever regimen they're getting, their rituximab time is their longest time in the chair. So if they can reduce that, and even when you get to rapid rituximab infusions and giving it over 90 minutes, when you're talking about giving bendamustine and rituximab, it's still the longer chair time drug. I think it would really help patients, their quality of life, both from an infusion reaction perspective and a time in the chair perspective.
So it's administered in a clinic, correct? Not by the patient?
Correct. It's administered in clinics.
And what are the mechanics? How much volume? Where do you inject it? Is there a downside?
So it's your typical subcutaneous sites, and although, like many, the abdomen is the preferred site. And really, it's just subcutaneous form, and the infusion reaction rate appears to be much lower because it's not an infusion. It's very slowly absorbing subcutaneously.
So this is being debated at your center, whether to do this?
So we're not at this point giving subcutaneous rituximab.
But I mean, is your team motivated to do this or not really?
Oh, we would totally be motivated to do this because like every other place who treats oncology patients, we are all so busy. Our chairs are so full all the time that if we can reduce the time that patients are in the chair, not only for the patient, but for our operations perspective. I mean, no one is hurting because of empty chairs by any means. So if we can get people in and out of them quicker, you know, the first revolution with rituximab was the 90 minute.
Right.
You know, if we could get that down to a subcutaneous across the board, that would be spectacular.
Interesting.